Recent reports about residents of Cambridge taking matters into their own hands to retrieve stolen items have led police to warn that vigilante activity could lead to dire consequences. Earlier this month, a video was posted to social media showing Cambridge residents going into a Dundas Street encampment known as Shantytown in search of a stolen bike. The video received hundreds of comments and thousands of views, along with residents calling for more groups to enter these camps and take matters into their own hands. One of the most common themes in the comments was about police not doing their jobs and letting theft go unchecked in the region. In response to questions at this morning's Police Service Board meeting, Waterloo Regional Police Chief Mark Crowell objected to claims that police are not doing enough to tackle theft. "I do challenge these assertions that we don't have the tools or capability. Most of these are very complex investigations that require diligence. They require a collaborative response from our investigative teams and all sorts of frontline officers," said Crowell. "We recognize there's frustration on all sides when it comes to some of these issues, and we do have a number of crime suppression plans focused on some of the identified concerns related to stolen property and encampments." Cambridge City Councillor Adam Cooper has been critical of police responses, adding they appear to have completely ignored these thefts, leaving residents feeling like there are two sets of rules. "The police have a tough job and I support them, but there is a public perception that we have a two-tiered system of law enforcement. There are rules that the general public must follow, and then there is a different set of rules for those on the street," said Cooper in an email to Cambridge Today. Cooper added that thieves know police won't intervene, allowing chop shops to run rampant in these camps. "These bikes are being stripped down and their serial numbers removed so they cannot be recognized. The evidence for this is immense. I personally have video and images of bicycle chop shops set up at more than one location," said Cooper. The video recorded at the Dundas Street encampment shows dozens of bikes in various conditions, some chopped up and others lying underneath tarps. Cooper said any attempt to paint these as a mental health or addiction issues and not theft is reprehensible. "Anybody trying to make that claim is full of shit. Absurd claims like that only serve as a second slap in the face to those that have already been victimized by these criminal acts," he said. "These bikes are stolen because they hold value to the thieves, either to resell or as personal transport." Crowell confirms that there is a whole economy in which bikes and other metals are being stolen and sold to organized crime. Scrap metal recyclers are on the black market. "This is something that is plaguing our community, but also the committee at large. In terms of vigilantism, this is something that Cooper thinks is inevitable. My message for the police and all others responsible for the safety of our residents is this: if appropriate action is not taken soon by all involved, the public will take their own action to protect themselves," he said. Both Crowell and WRPS advise residents to not enter any encampments to retrieve property they believe may be stolen. Waterloo Regional Police are aware of individuals attending encampments around the region in attempts to retrieve items they believe to be stolen, said WRPS Communication Officer Chris Iden in an email to Cambridge Today. Iden confirms that any type of structure where an individual resides can be considered a residence to those who occupy them, and as such, they have an expectation and right to privacy. "Anyone found unlawfully entering such property may be charged accordingly," he said. Crowell maintains that police have shown commitment to their enforcement capability and also their ability to work with encampments and municipalities to recognize that this is a total community concern. "When we have people that are facing issues of homelessness and addiction, whether they're close to a residential or commercial area, there is an impact," said Crowell. "There's an impact on visibility and the perception and the realities of safety. So we just encourage everyone to continue to work with us as best as possible." Crowell added that to help identify a bike that may have been stolen, to always take photos and record serial numbers.